Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swinging a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
All right, good evening. It's a win, my friends. It goes in the win column for a team that's desperate for W's. Let's enjoy this one tonight. Royals shut out the Twins, 2-0 the final score. They even up the series in Minneapolis and now turn to another rookie, Ryan Burgert, in the finale Sunday afternoon to finish off a series I think we all agree the Royals gotta have. Really, from here on out, most of these series are going to have that gotta have feeling. Tonight's game certainly had that, and the boys delivered in a fashion that, yes, has become expected in these parts over the past two seasons, but I can't sit here and pretend I expected the Royals to walk away victorious in this fashion. Again, outstanding pitching all year, so maybe I shouldn't be as floored as I was, but, you know, I pause to call it a great pitching performance, which is strange to say because it's a shutout. It's nine innings of big league baseball and you put up a zero in all nine innings. But you know what? Yeah, you know what? It was great pitching because pitching is so much more than just the numbers sometimes. Sometimes it's more than just velocity and swings and misses and swords and strikeouts. Sometimes it's, well, honestly, quite often, it's how do you present yourself both body language-wise, confidence-wise, externally and internally, how do you handle adversity? Whether it's you're under the weather, stuff doesn't feel right, it's way too humid, you don't like the mound, you don't like your teammates, you don't like the guys behind you, you know, whatever the reasoning is, most big league pitchers are going to run into a start every now and again where you just don't have your best stuff, right? They say you make 30 starts every year, 10 of them, you're going to feel great. 10 of them, you're going to feel awful. And in the other 10, you're just grinding through it. It's not great. It's not awful. It's somewhere in between. I don't know if tonight for Noah Cameron was the in-between stuff or the bad stuff. Again, whether it's how he felt physically, how his stuff felt coming out of his hand, or just bottom line, maybe unable to put it where he wanted to put it consistently. The command that has come to define Noah Cameron here in his rookie season, it eluded him tonight. Traffic in every single inning. Leadoff man on in the first, in the third, in the fourth, in the fifth. But Noah Cameron, undeterred, undaunted, stays in the zone, stays composed, continues to exude confidence, conviction with his pitches. So you know what? It was a great pitching performance. 5 2/3 innings of shutout baseball from Noah Cameron, and then he hands it off to the bullpen of Estevez, Urseg, Harvey, and Zerpa, and they spin 3 1/3 innings of two-hit relief. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Noah Cameron is now 16 starts into his big league career, and there just is not a single thing about him that is reflective of a rookie. Sunday, watching 25-year-old Ryan Burgert, the questions I have about him, the excitement and anxiety that I feel about his start on Sunday, that is normal. That's how you should feel about a rookie starting pitcher. The way I feel with Noah Cameron, the confidence that I feel for the confidence that I feel when this young man's on the mound, even when he's hanging on to a one-run lead because his offense just will not help him out. I'm not saying it's Michael Wacha type of confidence, where I know, despite what's happening around him, Waka's going to be able to clear the mechanism and just execute. No, Noah Cameron's not to that level yet, but boy, oh boy, he ain't far behind. He's one of 9 rookies in the big leagues with more than 80 innings of work this season, and his ERA of 2.52 is by far the best of the bunch. Opponents are batting .205 against Cameron this year. It's also best among all rookie starting pitchers with at least 16 starts. A whip? Yeah, his whip is the best of the bunch as well, a mark of 1.03. Yeah, no doubt about it, Noah Cameron is tonight's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. And for being named Player of the Game, he'll receive a delicious gourmet dinner for two from Guaranteed Foods to prepare and enjoy at home. I've had it. It's outstanding. The shrimp cocktail, the filet mignon, the twice-baked potatoes with cheddar cheese, some asparagus spears, and that delicious cheesecake for dessert. It'll all be delivered to the Cameron's home from Guaranteed Foods. Congratulations again to our Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. Tonight's winning pitcher, Noah Cameron. He's now 6-5 on the season. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. That's the number to reach us on the Peterson and Associates phone line. No, listen, the offense tonight didn't always make me feel comfortable. You know, Noah Cameron filled me with patience, honestly. You know, the poise that you see pouring out of Cameron on the mound, I was trying to emulate that tonight, because this offense did that thing they did so often in the first half of the season, where they start preparing you for a heartbreaking loss. Right? Was anyone else with me on that? Royals take a 1-0 lead in the third inning, and while Noah Cameron's dancing around traffic in every single frame he's pitching, the Royals offense had an opportunity to give Cameron a little bit of cushion. 2 on with 1 out in the fifth, and Michael Garcia grounds
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Into an inning-ending double play. Leadoff man is on in the seventh. Tyler Tolbert steals second, so now the Royals have a man in scoring position with nobody out. Up 1-0 in the seventh. And Yastrzemski, India, nor Nick Lofton could drive Tolbert in from second base. Man on first with Bobby and Vinny due up with one out in the eighth. And they're unable to do anything with it. So it's after these opportunities in the fifth, in the seventh, in the eighth, that I'm sitting here saying, if and when the Royals lose tonight, we can't act surprised. They had golden opportunities out there for them, offensively, to add some cushion to that lead, take some of the pressure off your rookie on the mound. But when they consistently miss those opportunities, yeah, I thought it was going to come back to bite them. Especially when they went to the bullpen. I knew Noah Cameron would keep them in the game, but sure, I have my questions about the bullpen. Tonight, those questions were unnecessary as Angel Zerpa retires the only batter that he faces. Hunter Harvey puts up a scoreless seventh. Lucas Erceg a 1-2-3 eighth. And Carlos Estevez a 1-2-3 ninth for his 29th save of the season. That's the second most in Major League Baseball. My game notes are brought to you by Jays Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jays Southland Tow. Royals win 2-0. They even up this series in Minnesota, setting up a rubber match coming up on Sunday. 12:05 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 11 a.m. All right, phone lines are there for you. We'll get to the text messages as well. Again, the number, the same for both, 913-586-7965. The Royals get back to within one game of 500. They shut out the Twins for their 10th shutout victory of 2025. We hear from you after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
That leads from first. Here's the pitch to Mikel. He'll swing and line it toward the alley in right center. That's down for a hit. It'll roll to the fence. Izzy gets to third. Vance giving him the wave. Here he comes home. And he'll score without a throw. It's an RBI double to the opposite field by Mikel Garcia. And the Royals take a 1-0 lead here in the third inning.
Yes, indeed. Royals victorious 2-0. They take game two at Target Field, shutting out the Twins behind a outstanding, obviously, pitching and defensive performance. Now, defensively, not really any standout plays, nothing that are jumping off the game notes to me. But again, you know, that means they made all the routine plays look routine. And if you follow this team long enough, we've seen a few seasons over the past decade where the Royals didn't always make those routine plays look so routine. So nice to see tonight. Nice to see Noah Cameron pick up the win. Royals have now won five of his last six starts. Mikel Garcia, yeah, another day at the office, another multi-hit performance, his team-leading 39th multi-hit game this year. He's now batting 308 since the All-Star break. Mikel puts the boys on the board in the third inning with Kyle Isbell on first base and two outs. Garcia gets a 1-1 fastball on the black away. Doesn't try to get big. He goes with it and smokes it to the wall in right center field, so an opposite field rocket off of the bat of Mikel finds him on second base with his 30th double of the season. That's a top five double total in all of Major League Baseball. 30 doubles, a career high for Mikel Garcia. 51 RBIs has him just eight away from setting a new career high in RBIs as well. So Mikel puts the boys in front, 1-0 in the third. I mentioned earlier all of the missed opportunities. Fifth, seventh, eighth. But in the ninth, Jonathan India makes sure that Carlos Estevez has some breathing room in the ninth inning. Well, it was more than Jonathan India, of course, right? The veterans. Adam Frazier battles right-handed reliever Erasmus Ramirez for eight pitches and shoots a cutter in the middle of the dish to the opposite field for a one-out single. Mike Yastrzemski then earns a six-pitch walk, so the Royals had first and second with one out, and Jonathan India smokes a 2-1 sinker that drifted over the middle of the dish. India smokes it into left field, drives in Adam Frazier. Royals go up 2-0, and that's all they would need. Jonathan India now in three starts in that seven spot in the lineup. He's 4-for-12 with four runs driven in. All right, phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965, the Peterson & Associates phone line. Peterson Law Firm, don't wait, call the eights or visit petersonlawfirm.com. All right, 913-586-7965. We'll get to your phone calls in just a second. I want to hear from tonight's winning pitcher, Noah Cameron. Again, 5 2/3 innings of six-hit baseball. He walked a pair, struck out four, had traffic, again, in every single inning. Leadoff single in the first, works around it. One-out single in the second, works around it. Leadoff single in the third, works around it. Leadoff walk in the fourth, works around it. Leadoff hit batsman in the fifth, works around it. Two-out single in the sixth, Matt Quatrero went to the bullpen and Angel Zerpa handled it. Let's hear what Noah Cameron had to say after the game to FanDuel Sports Network.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's not where you want to be, especially as a starting pitcher. I mean, basically, you know, guys in scoring position, never fun. It's just, I think it was just more of a that extra focus, that extra lock-in mentality. Definitely just got myself in bad situations tonight. Thankfully, they didn't capitalize, you know, on anything. But, yeah, definitely can't do that every time out. You know, it's definitely one of those nights that, you know, throw some really good pitches and really, you know, big situations and thankfully got out of it.
In the bottom of the fifth, you had the opportunities with runners on the corners, Royce Lewis and Luke Kuechel. You both threw them a cutter and they both flew out. You know, what felt, you know, effective with that pitch to kind of get them in jam?
Yeah, I think it was just a pitch that, you know, fastball counts, kind of a pitch that I go to often just to show them, you know, something hard, kind of looks like a fastball, and then be able to get in on their hands. And yeah, thankfully it was working really well tonight. Got me out of some big jams, and yeah, just, you know, comfortable throwing it.
You also had a couple line drives right back at you. So how are you feeling after those?
Yeah, I mean, part of it, that last one, Brixley's a good buddy of mine, so should have caught that one. You know, should have got him out there. But no, it was part of it. You know, just kind of get out of the way. Obviously had defense up the middle there early in the game, and got lucky with that one. But it's part of it.
You now have 16 starts under your belt here in the majors, and you know, what are some of the things that you really noticed in your maturity up here in the big league level from how you were when you came up in April and May to where you're at now?
Yeah, I think just, you know, attention to detail. I think when I'm making mistake pitches, they're for sure getting hurt, and it's just kind of the attention to the small things, whether it's just mechanically, like not doing that. You know, you can't be leaving pitches over the middle of the plate and hanging pitches and you know, counts that you shouldn't be, or with bases, you know, guys in scoring position. So it's just attention to those little things that, not saying you can be perfect because that's obviously impossible, but really just kind of bearing down when you need to. And I think that I've grown a lot in that way just since being up here.
There you go. That's great stuff. Noah Cameron after the game. Again, the audio courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network. Cameron, through those first 16 starts of his big league career, he's averaging almost 6 innings per start, and his ERA of 2.52 is the best in Royals history for someone through their first 16 starts. 913-586-7965. We go to the Peterson and Associates phone line and talk to our good buddy, Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, you're on 96.5 The Fan and AM 610 The Fan. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my phone call, Vern. And Noah Cameron once again delivering for this team, looking like a future number two to Cole Reagans if we move Bubich in the offseason, which I know there's been a little bit of talk about that. But the Royals like to play small ball, and they showed it tonight with that great bullpen. So let's just keep this up, and let's try to get inch closer and closer at the New York Yankees as they are slipping at the moment. And I'll see you out there Monday at the game, Vern.
All right, let's see the Royals get back to 500. Again, the Royals didn't beat the New York Yankees once this season, so the Yankees have the tiebreaker over the Royals. So I know the standings say the Royals are 4 games back of the Pinstripers for that final wild card spot. That's actually a 5-game deficit when you factor in that tiebreaker. Royals win 2-0. It's their 9th win of the season when scoring 2 runs or fewer. 9 wins, that's impressive, right? I mean, it's not impressive, but it is, though, right? I mean, in that, boy, you got to have one heck of a pitching staff to win 9 games when your offense is only scratching across a couple. Certainly a terrific pitching staff. I mentioned Carlos Estevez. Man, Hunter Harvey worked around some 2-out traffic. Harvey's 6th straight scoreless appearance since returning from injury. 913-586-7965. That's our phone number. That's our text line as well. 913-586-7965. Royals are now 11-9 since the All-Star break, averaging more than 5 runs per game. They only needed 2 tonight. They need 1 more win tomorrow to earn a series victory against the Twins, and a win tomorrow to get back to 500 before heading home for a 3-game series with the Washington Nationals starting on Monday night, a 3-game set with the Chicago White Sox that starts up on Friday, and then a 4-game series against the Texas Rangers a week from Monday. So, add it all up, that's a 10-game homestand opening up Monday night against the Nationals. Royals win tonight. They shut out the Twins 2-0. We get back to your thoughts and dive into that text line after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
The 2-1. India rips it toward the left side. Pass Lee into left to base hit. Frazier rounds third. Rodon throws home. It's cut off. Frazier slides in safely. The Royals double their lead with the first big hit of the game. Jonathan India comes through with a runner in scoring position. And the Royals lead 2-0 in the top of the ninth inning.
Yes, indeed, Jake Eisenberg, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan, finally in the ninth inning, the Royals' offense allows the Royals' pitching to breathe. Thankfully, Noah Cameron, nor Angel Zerpa, nor Hunter Harvey, or Lucas Erceg needed all that much breathing room as the Royals shut out the Twins tonight 2-0 to even up this series at a game apiece. Jonathan India's RBI single there in the ninth is one of only two runs needed tonight for Royals pitching. The other, of course, coming earlier in the game, Michael Garcia. And, you know, for as nice as India's ribby was there in the ninth, to me, Michael's was still bigger, right? Michael's RBI in the third allows some breathing room for Noah Cameron. Allows some confidence for this Royals team out there defensively and at the dish. So that two-out RBI double from Michael Garcia that we heard earlier, we'll say that is tonight's MVP Air Conditioning Cool Play of the Game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
To the MVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call, does it all. Michael, the leadoff hitter tonight. As the leadoff man, like in the leadoff spot in the lineup, the number one spot, Michael this season is batting .415 with an OPS north of .980. Let's hear what he had to say after the game to FanDuel Sports Network.
He execute every pitch when I face him, and he give me that fastball and right in the outside corner, and I just hit the ball that way and glad for, like, get a double and easy can score.
Noah got you guys out of a lot of jams tonight. The Twins had 9 opportunities to score with runners in scoring position, and they got another cross. So what does that say about his ability as a pitcher to get you guys out of those jams?
I think the confidence he showed, like, when he's in those moments, like, he don't get nervous and he just is still competing. He executes every pitch, like he did a great job today, and I think they have that chance to score runs, but Noah did a great job with the pitches, and we play good defense for him behind me, and that's good for us.
Yeah. And it was a small ball victory here tonight with just the double and then a late RBI from India in the ninth, but, you know, what do you guys take away from wins like this to build off and get some good momentum going?
I think that's how we play the game. Like, we don't hit a lot of homers, so we have to do the small thing in the game and trying to move the guys and score runs and stolen base, and that's who we are, and we did a great job today like a team, and just come back tomorrow and play the same way we played today.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, it's the second time we've heard the word small ball discussed. I really don't know how much small ball we saw tonight. Yeah, Tyler Tolbert stole a base, and then he was stranded on second. I guess we saw small ball in that Kyle Isbell ran the bases well, scoring from first on Mikey's double there in the third. Small ball in that. Mike Yastrzemski took his walk in the ninth, and Adam Frazier battled in the ninth. But I didn't really see the type of small ball Royals need to play. Now, you know, what I saw was great pitching and a poor execution from the Twins, which is nice. It's nice to see the Royals not execute at a high clip, but still out-execute the opposition, right? Twins tonight 0 for 10 with runners in scoring position. Royals are now 41-3 this year when they allow, 41-3 when they lead after the sixth inning. Let's go to the text line, 913-586-7965. Raj in the Ozarks pointing out that the big three tonight went 0 for 12 and the Royals still found a way to win. Yeah, no doubt. Bobby, Vinny, Salvi, 0 for 12 with a pair of punch-outs. Those three combined to go 0 for... Bobby with a shot to drive in a run with a man in scoring position in the third. Bobby and Vinny had a chance in the eighth. So they go 0 for 3 with runners in scoring position. If you want to put Michael in there, they go 0 for 4. With runners in scoring position. So, yeah, the fact that they were still able to win is quite the reflection on Noah Cameron and the rest of this pitching staff. Cameron, by the way, 93 innings of work this season. 93 innings of work through his first 16 starts. We haven't seen a Royals rookie outdo that since Zach Greinke back in 2004. Andy in Midtown writes in on the text line. He was at the game tonight, one of the more than 22,000 to make their way to Target Field. Said it was an incredible ballpark experience. The staff was super nice, and the fans were super friendly and energetic. Yeah, that's not surprising to hear, Andy. I'm glad you're having a great time, but Minneapolis, I've never had a bad time in that city. Now, I've never been there in the winter, but Minneapolis, Milwaukee, obviously Chicago, but if you don't want Chicago's always the answer, but Minneapolis and Milwaukee, you're never going to hear me say a crossword about either. 913-586-7965. Guy in Gladstone giving some love to both Michael and Noah Cameron. Royals are now 4-4 on this road trip, 4-4 since the trade deadline. They win tonight 2-0. 913-586-7965. That's the text line. That's the phone number as well. Trying to see if the Minnesota Twins have announced who is going to take the ball in tomorrow's finale. We are still waiting word from Rocco Baldelli. The 913 on the text line's wondering, with four or five more great starts, is Noah the rookie of the year? Four or five more great starts. Yeah, you would like to think so, but home runs are sexy. Nick Kurtz hit four home runs in a game. Nick Kurtz has been one of the more valuable ball players in the sport for the past month and a half. I still think an everyday player gets the edge over a starting pitcher. Now, you and I understand the value of a starting pitcher, but a guy that's able to play every single day and put up the numbers that Nick Kurtz has been putting up, certainly Noah Cameron needs at least four or five more great starts. And I mean that word great, like quality starts. I need at least four or five more quality starts. Rally Mantis is on the text line wishing that one Royal starter could give us a complete game shutout. Who was the last one to do it? Well, I don't know off the top of my head. I remember Brad Keller in 2020 had one in a six-inning game. I think Glenn Sparkman may have thrown one back in 2019. I'd like to say Lugo. Did Lugo, I don't know if he won a full nine. Rally Mantis, look it up yourself, man. Come on. You know how to use baseball reference. Brody from Edgerton, simply enough on the text line, Vern, Noah Cameron is a dog. Cameron, the winner tonight, he's now 6-5 on the season. Another dog. Kyle Isbell, another multi-hit game for the Royals' number 9 hitter. Izzy's now hit safely in 7 straight. He's batting .357 since the All-Star break. And after the game, he received the Joel Goldberg on-field treatment on FanDuel Sports Network.
Another big night for you offensively, but I want to talk about your pitcher, Noah Cameron, who looks like he's been in the big leagues forever. What is it that makes him so steady as a rookie?
Yeah, I mean, his confidence, calm emotions, but just he just attacks hitters and mixes it everywhere in the zone. I mean, it's fun to watch.
It's crazy because all the batters that came before you in the first couple innings were smoking the ball. You're the one that gets the hit with the bloop. I know you'll take him any way you can get him. What's your approach at that point?
I mean, just get on base. It doesn't change regardless of the situation. I'm just trying to get on base every time.
You told me before the game, you feel like if you get on base twice, you're going to win. What is it about that magic number or combination?
I mean, that's just, I don't know. I haven't looked at the stats too much, but I just feel like when I'm on base for the top of the order, good things happen.
Can you see anything, too? What do you see from the pitchers in terms of, I mean, nobody views themselves as a 9 hitter. I'm sure you believe you could hit anywhere in the lineup, but can you sense what that might do to the opposition when they see it turning over?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be getting on base, getting hits. It's just grinding out at bats. I mean, if I have at bats where I have 10, 12 pitches, just wearing them down from the 9 spot to the top of the order, it gives those guys another look at it. And, I'm just trying to do my job.
It's a great approach. It's working. Final thing, a very long road trip. Really the last long road trip of the year set to come to an end, to be sitting at 4-4. What do you make of this?
It's been a good trip for sure. I think there's been some ups and downs, obviously, but and we're going to keep rolling, keep playing hard every single night.
I love when I talk to a guy, he tells me something, and then it all happens after the game. On base 2 times, you did win the game, scored that first run. Congratulations. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Royals have won 14 of the 20 instances in which Kyle Isbell reaches base multiple times. That statistic courtesy of the great Nick Cappell from the Kansas City Royals. The Royals look to get back to .500 coming up on Sunday afternoon, and they once again turn to a rookie to win the series in Minnesota. Noah Cameron did his part tonight. We'll see if Ryan Burgert can do his part coming up on Sunday. It's a 12:05 first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 11 a.m. as the Royals try and get back to .500 and get back in the race for the wild card, no doubt. But let's also be real here. They need to keep this Minnesota Twins team at bay. Twins are still nipping at their heels at third place in this division. Now, I know the goal is in third place, but it's certainly better than fourth. All right, I appreciate you listening. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday. I'll talk to you Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Out of the track, leaps, it's gone. Michael Massey ambushes the first pitch.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Junior makes a catch, a tag, and a throw, and out at home plate.
To hear more from Vern during the week, tune in to Fesco and Dusty on Monday at 8:20, Cody and Gold on Wednesday at 12:30, and The Drive on Fridays at 3. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.